Greenland. Fears of a renewed U.S. push to take control of Greenland have intensified following the dramatic American military operation in Venezuela and the reported capture of President Nicolas Maduro, prompting alarm among European allies and sharp reactions from Denmark and Greenland. The concerns grew after figures aligned with former U.S. President Donald Trump's MAGA movement openly turned their attention to Greenland in the aftermath of the South American operation. Right-wing podcaster Katie Miller, wife of senior Trump advisor Stephen Miller, shared an image on social media showing Greenland covered in the U.S. flag, fueling speculation about Washington's intentions. Trump himself has again underlined the strategic importance he places on the Danish territory, describing Greenland as essential for American security interests. His remarks have added weight to long-standing fears that the U.S. could pursue control of the mineral-rich Arctic island. Greenland's Prime Minister, Jens Frederik Nielsen, condemned the social media post as disrespectful, stressing that relations between nations must be based on mutual respect and international law. At the same time, he sought to reassure Greenlanders, saying there was no reason for panic and that the country was not for sale or subject to decisions made online. Denmark also responded firmly. Its ambassador to Washington highlighted the close defense partnership between Denmark and the United States and reminded Washington that Greenland's security is inseparable from Danish sovereignty. It makes absolutely no sense to talk about the U.S. needing to take over Greenland. The U.S. has no right to annex any of the three countries in the Danish kingdom, Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said in a statement. Frederiksen added that, "I would therefore strongly urge the U.S. stop the threats against a historically close ally and against another country and another people, who have very clearly said that they are not for sale." Copenhagen has increased defense spending this year, allocating billions of dollars for Arctic and North Atlantic security, underlining its commitment to joint defense while insisting on respect for its territorial integrity. Tensions have been further inflamed by Trump's recent appointment of Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry as a special envoy to Greenland. Landry has openly welcomed U.S. military action against Maduro and has previously expressed support for bringing Greenland under American control. Since returning to office, Trump has repeatedly unsettled European allies by reviving his interest in Greenland, a territory seen as strategically vital amid growing competition between the U.S., China, and Russia in the Arctic. Greenland hosts the U.S. military's northernmost base at Pituffik, reinforcing its defense significance. Trump has refused to rule out the use of force to secure control of the island, a stance that has triggered condemnation across Europe and unease within Greenland itself. Danish defense intelligence has gone as far as identifying the U.S. as a potential security risk, marking a stark shift in transatlantic relations. While most of Greenland's 57,000 residents support eventual independence from Denmark, polling shows little appetite for becoming part of the United States. Greenland has held the right to declare independence since 2009.